Chapter 2. The next evening, Armand opens the doors of the old refurbished factory and pokes his head into the unmanned lobby. He wraps his knuckles against the door, careful not to scuff his oxblood leather gloves, and tries not to breathe in the lingering tang of sweating bodies, oil paint, and clay. Band posters and artwork cover the walls, some of the paintings and sculptures marked with handwritten price tags. Unseen, Armand lets his frown slacken. In the past few years, the factory has been transformed from dilapidated rat's nest to a haven for the town's creatives. Of all the places for him and Mia to meet to discuss the New Year's party and the new arrangements concerning the Battle of the Bands, this would probably have been low on his list. But he'll sacrifice comfort for efficiency if it means Vixen's Wail can practice that bit longer. Besides, it's the first time he's seen the factory since its refurbishment. And, apropos of nothing, it also happens to be the location for Elise's audition. There's no one to greet him, and if not for the distant sound of music coming from above, he might assume the factory was closed and left unlocked. He knocks again and calls out, "Hello!" A moment later, a mastodon of a man charges toward him, barreling down the stairs at the side of the lobby with all the enthusiasm of a puppy who heard the jangle of his leash. Armand recognizes him right away from the band's photos, but his hair has grown long since they had them done and hangs over his flushed pink cheeks as he watches his clumsy steps. Pulling in a long, suffering sigh, Armand accepts the man's outstretched hand and tries his hardest to play nice.
"Finn! Finn Tovey!"
Vixen's Wail's drummer gives Armand's hand a vigorous shake with his rough-skinned paw.
"Come on in!"
Stepping across the threshold, Armand lets the door swing shut behind him.
"Armand Corvo."
"Yeah, of course. Good to put a face to the voice."
"Yes."
"Corvo? Is that Spanish?"
Armand forces a smile.
"Italian, actually."
"Ah, cool, man. I love pizza. Mia should be down in a second."
"Very good."
Silence descends, interrupted only by the distant carang of a power cord struck on an electric guitar somewhere in the labyrinth of rehearsal spaces.
"Would you like a tour?"
Finn offers, holding out his palm to gesture to the art studio behind the front desk.
"No,"
Armand responds curtly.
"I won't stay long."
The drummer nods and stuffs his hands into the pockets of his ripped blue jeans. He raises both eyebrows and stares at the floorboards.
"Cool."
Ordinarily, Armand enjoys silence. But in that tight lobby, the air between the two large men is cloying, bordering on barely breathable.
"Has Miss Ripley arrived for her audition yet?"
The question tumbles from Armand unexpectedly. It has been less than 12 hours since they spoke, and since then she's niggled at him like an ulcer on the tip of his tongue.
"Oh, no, not yet. She should be on her way. We're excited to meet her."
Armand nods, though he'd be lying to say he isn't disappointed.
"I'd hoped to sit in on your rehearsal today."
The drummer's eyes widen a little.
"Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine."
A moment later, footsteps tap on the steps above, and the mood in the lobby lifts somewhat as a graceful black woman walks slowly into view. What little Armand knows of Mia has always impressed him. Hardworking, passionate, and talented, the exact type of person he enjoys working with, and the type of person he doesn't mind being around. How she manages to coax anything close to resembling music from her ragtag band of gremlins is beyond him. He's used to seeing her on stage and in character as a deadly and beautiful vampire queen. But here in the factory, she's simply a musician, an artist, striding toward him with casual grace. Her dark eyes warm as she greets him.
"Mr. Corvo."
He extends a gloved hand.